Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
This guy just said, yo, yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, let's start it up. And then I kick out Manny Fontaine. He's like, oh, yeah, hold up. Let me get my yes,
well,
sir.
You said I made it pop last time, so yes, sir. Go low.
This guy.
All right, go low.
I'm trying to see where should we start. Maybe let's start with the, as we have done this podcast, and as I do Equal Opposites and Love and Hip Hop, I start to notice a pattern in how celebrities, they usually are the same celebrities in the news, right? As far as, you know, Azealia Banks is one where we don't talk about anything good they do, but it's always like, well, it's been about 2 months. Okay, it's Azealia Banks o'clock. You know, Kanye West is one. Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is always good for doing something ignorant and then apologize and say, oh, I didn't know that was the thing. And then we move on. That's all we do. But one of the big ones is Bow Wow, who performed a concert. Now, who the hell is going out in COVID to see Bow Wow? I don't know. But
Johnson, he has fans, man. Don't do him like that.
What do you want to hear Bow Wow do? What song?
that one with Sierra.
Like okay. So
White Tee remix. Wasn't he on that?
Yeah, he was. On Friday night, Meek Mill and Bow Wow held a packed show in Houston. So a video was circulated.
It was because Meek Mill was on. That's like, come on, bro. Bow Wow was like a motherfucking add-on. That's like a sidekick.
Bow Wow caught most of the flack. A video posted by on Too Cool to Blog Twitter page showed maskless individuals in close contact with each other as the rapper performed on stage, causing viewers to question why attendees opted to risk catching coronavirus in order to see him perform live. One person also pointed out that those in attendance may eventually go to work, their local grocery store, or other places without entering quarantine or getting tested, thus spreading the virus. This is a thing, too, we got to talk about. The black community forever be wanting to talk about the Karens of the world and the white races or the white, you know, QAnon, whatever, who don't want to wear a mask. And then we turn around and be at concerts like this, because they weren't the only one. On Saturday night, Trey Songz and Fabulous got the Houston club shut down because there was too many people in there. It way exceeded the maximum.
But we all know Houston and Atlanta are like Wakanda. Like, you know, like it's just like a special place in America that don't really have none of this happening.
Listen, the fire chief.
The way you drive into it is crazy. You have to go behind some corners.
Fire chief Samuel.
Around some mountains.
Samuel Pena said it was on top of being a super spreader event, a fire hazard. Quote, if there was an emergency, a fire or something that would have occurred inside, we would have had a massive loss of life because of the means of entry. The exits were blocked. All because they just like, I gotta get out here and see Trey Songz and Fabulous.
No, we just got a party.
Yeah, that's what it is. We just got a party.
Like, listen, there's some people that just cannot sit down for like 2 months. They gotta get dressed up.
Can we do this math? If it is Houston, and let me know, and Houston and Atlanta, these spots, that's the South. What's y'all temperatures right now? Isn't it at least 50, 60? Can this net be outside? Are we not allowed to do stuff outside?
That's close to them, though. That's close to them, though. You know that.
All right.
We're tropical people. You know that. Come on, man.
All right. Bow Wow said he got a last album coming, Manny Fontaine. You excited?
Why the hell would you tell me something like that?
Listen, he says he's planning to do on a final album. He says this album is going to be different than anything he's ever done. He wants the album to be... Hold on, man. Wait, no. You're going to let Bow Wow cook. He wants the album to be called Letter to My Exes. Each song is going to be about a girl he shared a piece of his life with, and each song title will be that girl's name. Thoughts? Go ahead. I know you were thinking about doing this. Go ahead. I know you was cooking this idea for a second.
Yeah. I got that. You know what I mean? Man, you know what? This sounds crazy. When is it coming out? Because we're definitely going to listen to it, though.
I didn't even know
he had that many exes. He's going to have a Sierra song, obviously.
Well, listen, he said this on Growing Up Hip Hop. His mom said there's going to be a song about Angela Simmons. Keisha Cole. He dated Blac Chyna.
You dated Keisha Cole?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, he said nobody knew about him in Blac Chyna, Angela, Sierra. There's some other ones in there.
The mother of his child, whatever her name is.
Oh, Joy. Yeah. And then
Joy Chyna, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good idea. But again, Bow Wow does shit because he know we don't care about Bow Wow. Huh?
Would you do this?
No. Here's the thing. If I was going to do something like that, no names. The women would have to listen to the album and be like, "Is this one about me?" Well, ain't no way. Are y'all crazy? Nah, I'm good.
I don't like to write a lot of people like that, man. I feel like my art is not made for giving people that much power over me. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me see. Somebody broke this down. I had no idea. Let's see. Bow Wow wants to do a whole album dedicated to his exes. Da, 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 da. So this person says, everybody in the industry has really dated everybody. Bow has a daughter with Joey Chavez. Joey Chavez and Blac Chyna are friends. Joey has a baby by Future. Chyna and Future had a fling. Sierra was engaged to both Bow Wow and Future. Sierra used to be good friends with Kim Kardashian. Kim and Bow Wow dated. Kim and Chyna used to be friends.
Kim and Bow Wow.
Yep, man, relax. She popped again. Kim, Chloe, and Chyna dated Game. Chyna has a baby by Kim's brother, Rob Kardashian. Rob dated Angela Simmons. Bow Wow and Angela were off and on for years.
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
Hold on, you got to slow down on some of these. Rob Kardashian dated Angela Simmons?
Apparently. Angela Simmons dated Romeo. Romeo dated Rob and Kim's sister Chloe. Tyga met Chyna at a concert after party while on tour with Chris Brown and Bow Wow. Tyga dated Kim.
Romeo dated Chloe? Oh my gosh, man. I'm dead. My mind is blown.
Tyga dated Kim, Chloe, and Rob's sisters Kylie. Tyga was married to Jordan Craig. Jordan Craig has a baby by Tristan Thompson. Tristan has a baby by Chloe. That person connected the dots. That is a dot connector.
Man, first of all,
Bow Wow also dated Aisha Diaz. Aisha Diaz and Blac Chyna are friends. Bow Wow was engaged to Erica Mena. Erica Mena is married to Safari. Come on, see? You ain't doing the math.
I totally forgot about that.
You didn't do the math.
You have a song about Erica Mena?
Yeah, I don't know. But,
the Kardashians are such a crazy.
They
phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal
to me. Like, I just don't understand.
Oh, come on, Spice Girls. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get my friends. Damn, that was it. Man, I remember one time I went to Blockbuster. Maybe I was old enough, and I rented that Spice Girls game and was so disappointed because I thought you was gonna be able to make music and all you did was have to like have them dance to their songs. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? Charles Barkley, since we're talking about concerts and maskless and stuff, do you catch what Charles Barkley said? How about the athletes should get the vaccine first?
No, I didn't see that. No.
He said, we need 300 million shots. Give 1,000 to some NBA players, NFL players, hockey players. As much taxes as these players play, they deserve some preferential treatment. And Kenny and Shaq was like, yo, stop that. Stop doing it. No, he's like, no. So his argument was basically like the amount of vaccines required for professional athletes wouldn't make a dent in the country's overall stockpile. I understand that. But, fam.
I do understand that. I understand it even on a business point. At least we can keep these guys going and we could make some type of money.
Why don't you do this, man? Why don't he take it a step further and say, season ticket holders should get vaccine shots so they can all come to the game. Like, where does it stop at? If he would have said it that way, it might not have come off as crazy. But you still have to, even though we do acknowledge elitism and preferential treatment, we don't like it. I used to get mad as hell that the athletes can fight at their job. If I fought anybody at my job, I'm fired. Mm-hmm. But they can fight in their job to get suspended and come right back. I'm like, they're different from you. But I would never. I don't think
you want to go in there and punch. You want to go in there and punch anything?
Yeah, I want to punch. That'd be wild.
And Neil Kennedy. Yeah. John said, listen, this is not fair.
No.
I understand, man.
What else? Ashanti versus Keyshia Cole. Third time's the charm. You think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I guess. When is it? The 21st?
Right? Yeah, Thursday the 21st. 8 Eastern, 7 Central. I don't, but they just announced it, but I don't know if it's going to be different locations or what's going to happen. But I'm not here for the Thursday ones. I like the weekends way better. I love the weekends.
I don't mind Thursdays. Well, that's just because I'm on unemployment, so I don't mind. I mean, but like if I had to work,
I don't mind Thursday because Thursday is a Saturday to me. It's like, they all the same.
Yeah, it is. And this panoramic. Everything feels the same. So.
You have any predictions on what was going to happen? You think it's going to be close?
I don't like that. I don't know. Are they going to be the same place? I don't know.
They did not say that part. It just said, you know, January 21st. I don't know. I don't think we got it. But maybe not, because I don't think we got a location. Let me see if I can find. Because usually I think they tell us where it's going to take place. And I don't think this one got a location. Let me check the versus Instagram. They did do Nelly and Ludacris. All right, well, here we go. Let me see. All right, rain, sleet, hail, snow, let's go. Join us Thursday, January 21st as we kick off the first verses of 2021 with Ashanti and Keyshia Cole. Thank you, everyone, for being patient with us. We can't wait for this magical night with Keyshia Cole, blah, blah, blah. So it just says tune in Thursday, January 21st, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Watch on our IG or in HD on Apple Music. Drinks by Ciroc, merch by Network. All right, that was it. They didn't put a location, so I don't know. Then they're doing this NFL versus. But
my prediction is,
go ahead.
Prediction of Keyshia Cole. I think Keyshia Cole's going to win, obviously. I think. But I don't know. Ashanti has a lot of hooks and stuff, but I'm not saying it depends on how it goes. This is a subtle sidetrack. Did you listen to last night Joe Budden doing 50 versus Rick Ross?
I jumped in and I was just like, who's playing the Rick Ross from the Drake feature? Like with the Amaretta one. I was like,
Joe Budden really fucked that up though. Like, I just want to speak on that.
Wait, he was the one. Up. He was Rick Ross.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Did they play deeper? The one I play all the time?
No.
No, I didn't think so. No.
But 50 Cent was supposed to win because it's just the way he attacked it. He was playing, I think he was going towards some younger demographic, or maybe just because Rick Ross has a lot of great features. But that doesn't mean he's going to win this shit, you know? I don't know, man. It got ugly.
Did he play Live Fast, Die Young with Kanye West?
No. Did he even play
Devil's a Lie?
I,
with Jay-Z?
I didn't even hear Devil's a Lie. I didn't hear Devil's a Lie, nope. But I missed the first six, though.
Okay, all right. But in the pack, did you hear that he play Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It? That one?
Nope.
Then one can't do it. I mean, if you're gonna play the Rick Ross features, you gotta play that. Obviously, you gotta play Blowing Money Fast. You gotta play what's the big one? You gotta either play Magnificent or Superstar if you're gonna do one of the ones with the singers on there. Hustle, obviously. Push It to the Limits. Biggest Boss. Pick a Maybach. You got plenty of Maybachs to pick. That's gonna get the job done. But you really have to know Ross's catalog in and out. And let me be Ross in a battle. I'm almost going to clean out everybody because there's some shit I'm going to play. And y'all going to be like, oh, shit, I forgot you jumped on this.
And that's why I was so mad at him. I was like, yo, you could clean this nigga all the way out, but you didn't. I said, because 50 Handsome, he played Wingston, he played Back Down, he played How to Rob.
Okay.
And he was just knocking him out because he didn't even go into Bitch Get In My Car. If you could play Bitch Get In My Car, he would have killed him.
In My Hood? That, like, that's the intro. Nope. The second one.
He didn't play this one for no.
Did he play Growing Up, My Mama's Kissing the Girls? He played that?
Yeah, he played that.
Thank God.
He played that.
Thank God.
And you said, you gotta hear what Joe played on. I'm so mad at Joe. Don't be thinking this is clout is gonna get him the win. He was just a baby about it. But it was actually, I watched like a lot of it, obviously. I got to like round 18. And it was just funny because they were taking it so serious. First of all, they had a 2-hour preliminary to choose the people.
I told you about that. I said this is too, like, are we having fun or not? They'd be like, yo, do you know such a person? Like, I can't do this with y'all.
Yeah, and then after that, they cleared them all out and bring up regular people again. I said, oh my God.
Yeah, and for those who apologize, for those who don't know, this happened on Clubhouse. So,
yeah.
It's a very strange app. It's an ego stroke app for celebrities. I like just being in regular rooms with regular people. The celebrities will be like, watch us talk. You not allowed. No hand raising in here.
Follow our house. I'll be like,
get the fuck out of here.
Yes. I hate them having all this free time. I need free time.
Yes. Yo, Joe.
I'll be like, y'all got too much free time.
Your favorite celeb is on Clubhouse all hours of the night. All hours of the night. Just like, one. I can't wait to outside wakes them back up.
No, these niggas be irregular. I just be like, man, you got to realize how regular these niggas are. These people that we think are stars are not stars.
They're not. You know what?
Like, nobody's a star.
You, why are you now protecting your mystique? I will protect my mystique. Y'all would think I was the coolest dude. Manny Fontaine would let y'all know. Listen, like, I be chilling, and whenever I do come out, people be so excited. Like, oh shit, John is here. I'm like,
I protect my mystique, and I'm not a superstar now. It's too much for him.
Yeah.
I give him a little bit, but I'll take it right back. You know, like, I don't know, man. It was just funny. It's funny that Clubhouse is a whole different world, man.
It is.
It's a different world to hear grown-ass people talk like little kids, like 8th grade in high school. Like, they're telling, yo, what up, ladies? Let me just say hello to the queens.
Yo, I'm about to steal that. I'm about to steal party line shit. Some dudes always come in and be like, I say hello and shit. And that was his thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm just going to start saying that.
Say hello and shit.
I say hello and shit. And then I'm about to be all the old shit back. You get no cool points. You get no giggles. Like, I'm just like, why not? Y'all acting like
we can. Future.
I think Ashanti might will squeak it out. I think it's going to be close. But I also think no matter what, Ashanti fans are going to say Ashanti won and Keyshia Cole fans are going to say Keyshia Cole won. NFL versus coming.
I don't care about that. We could go skip right
now. I'm just going to get out the stats. The paperwork is in. Let's give our athletes their flowers too. Watch some of today's NFL star go head to head, showcasing their position highlights every night, January 26th to the 29th. The lineup and guests are going to be crazy. Again, good for them. I probably won't catch this unless somebody be like, yo, this the way they're doing it, then I'll check it out. Aaliyah music update. Doesn't look like it's ever going to be coming out. The estate says her music won't be released just yet. Even though last August 25th on the 19th anniversary, the estate said her music would be available soon.
So there's some songs we never heard or something like that?
No. The debut album, AJ Nothing But The Number, 1994, is available on streaming networks. 1996 is One in a Million, and 2001 self-titled album are not. And people are...
Can you buy them, though?
Yes, you can. And that's why I was like, so... And it's been so long, guys, and I see people complain, like, just buy it. Like, seriously, just buy it. And throw it in your mix.
Just buy it. Man, I don't even want to talk about it that much.
It's just two albums. It's been years, and it probably won't happen. This is what bothers me the most, though. But we got new exciting projects to keep our legacy alive. To who? Like, real talk, you guys have dropped the ball. If we ask a bunch of kids who are in high school right now who Aaliyah is, unless your parents played Aaliyah, you don't have no idea who she is. Because they have done a piss poor job.
And they can't play that much of her because you only let so many selective songs be played.
Yeah. So you only got the radio, your parents going to YouTube.
Because right now, if somebody's growing up, they can't play. Who's playing CDs?
Yeah, nobody.
Like, really, truthfully.
Oh, speaking of which, Melissa want to be old so bad. She going to say, what generation am I from? Because I know what VHSs are. I said, that don't mean nothing. That's not part of your generation, though. Just because your grandparents kept some videotapes. She's like, I know CDs. I'm like, it's still not your generation. It's like, I explained it to her this way. We know 8-tracks. we don't claim 8-tracks. That wasn't our generation. Yeah. We came up with cassettes were a really a thing, and then CDs started. She had to get this. Yeah. Like, you not, you listen, that's, you, you,
Oh, she never even seen a car with a cassette player in it, has she?
No, she was, no. And I brought up that YouTube had this thing called Kids React. And on Kids React, kids her age, they would show them like 8-tracks and they'd be like, what is this, a video game system? I was like, that's not your generation. Digging into them generations, Funk, what's up with Funk Flex and Jay-Z, man? Why Funk Flex felt some type of way about Jay-Z? He had two wild things he said this week. One was Drake would be the best rapper, better than Jay-Z, if it wasn't for that writing scandal. He can't. I don't think he believed that. I say, what do you?
Like, yeah, said, I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. If Funk Flex,
it's not saying that Drake isn't a good writer either. I'm just saying, like, I just hate. I hate talking about topics like this because that was funny when we saw it. But I was just like, Funk Flex has something against Jay-Z.
Yeah,
this is the dumbest shit.
He said this on $1 million worth of game.
Pondering.
Yeah, on Gilly's $1 million worth of game podcast. Here's the thing, too. If Funk Flex really believed this, I would say, what is your definition of best? Because if he wanted to argue, an argument could be made that Drake is a bigger rapper in his prime than Jay-Z is because Drake has crossed over 1 million times. I get that. But if you want to say bar for bar, it ain't too much Drake. Drake is spit, but ain't too much Drake where I had to go back and be like, oh, I didn't even catch the way he freaked that. Like Drake is not that type of rapper. He has some clever lines, but he's never been deep. Funk Flex
called me up last week, told me I was better than Jay-Z. So
I thought you say
I didn't want to go public with it, but
I thought you was doing the Puff called me up last week, said what you waiting on. T.I. said what you waiting when Jay Electronica was going through Exhibit C. He also said Jay-Z isn't on social media because he's sensitive. How was this a diss? To me, let's say Jay-Z is sensitive. One, Jay-Z is on social media. Because we know that Jay-Z sees everything. So he might not be active, but some of the shit gets back to him. But if let's say he is sensitive, isn't it smart for him not to be on social media then? If he knows that's going to trigger him? I'm like, why are you? You try to put that off as a diss? But that don't mean that, like, you got to keep his name.
Everybody's sensitive.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I just wish Funk would just retire and go to an island somewhere and just leave hip hop alone. Sometimes people don't deserve a mic in hip hop, and he's one of them.
Mary J. Blige.
That's sad because he has so much good shit. Go ahead.
Mary J. Blige turned 50, and she had the thigh out, and your boy Tyrese was going to touch the thigh. You know what? Tyrese likes the heat up to 90 degrees. That thigh was hot. He wanted to touch the thigh. I get it. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But I like the Mary.
Where's hug at?
Yeah. I like the Mary. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you doing? I'm glad I was caught on tape, too, because he looked like a goof. Because it could have been like, yo, blah, blah.
No, it's nice to see like dudes that think they're so cool be extremely corny and cheesy. Because it's like, yo, it don't matter. It don't matter who you are. How good you sing, or how you even look. Corny and cheeseball is everywhere, my nigga. You are, that shit is contagious. You hang around Tyrese, that nigga can rub that shit all off on you, man. It was just cheesy as shit. I was like, yo, this is the corniest shit ever. Why would you try to touch that leg like that? He thought because he was Tyrese, he was going to be able to touch that leg.
Yeah, because they were posing for a picture, obviously, in the video.
She said, nigga, fuck you. That was the worst thing I was thinking. Slap.
And he had to keep that smile on his face, man.
Oh, he did. Listen, I know he wanted to be like, why are you playing me like
yo,
that?
Relax. Hey. Yo, relax. I was trying to do this. He's gonna say something else. Real quick, that YF, I don't know if you've been following this YF and Lucci case.
No, I haven't, but go ahead.
He was wanted for being involved in the killing. So he ended up, so if y'all don't know who, obviously, you know, well, sorry, I shouldn't say, oh, he's a rapper, but he's also dating Lil Wayne's daughter, Regine. And we don't have the time, we're not getting into this, but a lot of the rappers who carry themselves a certain way, did not, I guess for lack of, haven't set the best examples for their daughters, right? You have Regine dating this man who has about 4 or 5 kids, and now he's wanted for murder. You have T.I.'s stepdaughter, Zonique. She's the third baby mama to this, her baby daddy. You have Fabulous stepdaughter with G Herbo, who G Herbo seems to be a good dude, but now he's in trouble with the law too, and she's pregnant. And I'm like, you rappers though, remember y'all was trying to do this and this? And I'm like, doesn't seem like your daughters are with the best of, they didn't go get lawyers and doctors. I'll put it that way. They went and got rappers because their fathers are rappers. Like, and they, yeah. I don't think they understood that concept. In most rappers,
yeah.
Like how LeVar Ball is trying to teach, badly to me, teach his son, yo, y'all gonna find holes on the road. Like, you don't want to date, you know, ball players, blah, blah. Like they understand the game. So I'm pretty sure if we got them alone in the room and asked them truthfully, would you want your daughter to be involved with anybody who's involved in this industry? They'd be like, no, fuck that. All they do is fuck on the road and all this. I don't trust none of these rappers, even if I do a song with them. So they probably wouldn't want this for them, but. Let me put this out here. YFN Lucci, let's see, is currently being held in Fulton County Jail. He was wanted on charges of felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in street gang activity, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I think officers responding to a cause of a person shot. I think they said he was the driver in the drive-by shooting, which is, again, we talked about this. All the time about doing work on yourself. I don't understand. The moment I get rich or I am in a better financial situation, I can't do the dumb shit anymore because it doesn't make any sense. And you should never be surrounded by people who will want you to do the dumb shit. Like, if I have a group of friends who want to do dumb shit, they're going to be like, nah, don't call John. Because if we get caught, he don't want to bail us out. So we can't.
So I think your ethics are centered around not doing dumb shit. Some of these people, ethics are all centered around by doing dumb shit. That's how they got to their fame, by doing dumb shit. So therefore, when they get money, they cannot turn off the dumb shit. It's just like a person saying, well, no, once I get married, I'm going to stop cheating. That's nice to say, but you're not going to do it because it's not in your ethics.
The main thing is,
this habits start before you get there. Go ahead.
The main thing is, more than likely, if you do change your position in life, whether it be financially or commitment to whatever it is, you're probably going to have to get new friends if they're not on board to do it with
you. Yeah, new friends. And you're going to have to get, you might not need to see therapy for like your impulsive behavior.
Yeah.
You know, like, you need to seek somebody out and speak about it so you can understand why you have these emotions inside of you. Because niggas don't understand why they want to go back to the block so much.
Yeah.
It's because that's what's comfortable to you. It's almost like your safe haven. You know, so of course, you're going to have a hard time turning down that strip club party when you know you make money and this is for your future. You know, because you can't, we try to intertwine the worlds, and that's why we have so much turmoil today. Like, we try to intertwine. We want to intertwine sex and love without any type of work and ethics. And that's why we have all those problems. We want to have our drugs and be disciplined and balanced, and that's crazy. We want to eat all the food we want and still be healthy, and that's fucking crazy. You can't. There's a balance, but you have to really work on that to get to that, you know? Some people just don't want to do the work. You know?
Regine Carter says, hey guys, Ray wants you to know he's in good spirits and doing well. Thanks for all the prayers and well wishes. He'll be home soon. So she gave an update on, but again, Wayne, pull your daughter. What's the other one? Floyd Mayweather with his daughter.
I mean, I don't expect Wayne to do anything because
he's been jumping from relationships. Like, but this, so you can't change it. Like with Floyd Mayweather and his daughter, like,
I feel like you can't address somebody else's issues if you have issues yourself. Too many times we try to tell people to be better.
So, Manny Fontaine, you basically said you can't give anybody direction if your compass is broke. Well, what's that?
Your compass is broke.
You can't give them.
Well, man, you can't help. Well, you know, I just hope somebody, your uncle, that got this shit together, a friend.
Yeah.
somebody reaches out and teaches her, like, yo, this is not the way you want to go.
Yeah.
This is not the way he wants to go. Because both of them need to be helped, maybe, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, because it shocked me with Mayweather, because he's like, bro, you are worth so much, and your daughter just got pregnant. Like, was she not living a great life? Like, because, like,
or, I mean, you know, but look how he treats women, though.
But that's the thing, too. It's like, she, if you sit there, if you're raised in a certain situation, and you're like, well, my dad got a bunch of kids, and he lives a life. I probably can do this too. I'd have been told all my kids, like, yo, this is not what you want. I got lucky, or I got talent. Who gonna support y'all? Blah, blah. Like, no, live your life. Don't get pregnant bad early. But then, you know, we talked about the Kardashians this episode. When you have so much money, having a child isn't the same. Like, Kylie has a child, but she also probably got 4 or 5 nannies. Like, you're not struggling the same way somebody else in your age would be if they had a child. Let's move on from them.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Eminem. Snoop said they good. You happy? You're asleep at night now?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Yeah, we go right past that, too. I didn't like the Snoop and Eminem situation from the beginning. It was just silly to talk about. Nobody ever even wants to even hear it on the battle. I really don't ever want to hear Snoop battle ever again no more. Like,
no.
He doesn't have battle energy, and I really don't want to hear Eminem battle anymore either. Because sometimes I just feel like he's so fucking monotonous.
No, it's just Eminem. So Eminem beats a dead horse. Like, he's still Ja Rule, Catch One, Benzino, Machine Gun. I'm like, bro, we're not moving on. We still talking about this? Like, bro, it's fine.
And Machine Gun Kelly still got the best one to me.
Yeah. Except for, I didn't like when Kelly tried to blame the album sales. Like, I guess the album he dropped right after that wasn't good, and he tried to blame it on that beef. He was like, well, people said that beef. I'm like, no, shut up. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, the album sales are not reflective of you not putting out a good project. It just, people weren't interested. That's the difference.
No.
You could have put it, people only cared about the beef. Like, that doesn't mean the album wasn't bad, so don't blame it on anything. Dr. Dre finally released, we'll end with this, finally released from the hospital. Over the weekend, Ice-T took to social media to confirm that Dr. Dre has returned home and is in good health. Then, producer Dem Joints posted a picture of Dr. Dre in the studio. Dr. Dre got a gray beard. And he said, and we back, #detox21. So all it took was a brush with death for us to get deep, finally get deep.
No, Jonathan, I don't even. Listen, I got that shit.
You're not falling for the banana tail fact. He put it up there.
I'm wrapping it up today.
And we back, detox, #detox21.
This is the end for about a week ago.
DLC is in the studio.
We got some other stuff to do, man. At Manny Fontaine.
So you not, wait. Stop this. Yo,
I'm checked out, Jonathan. I'm checked out.
Let me tell you who else in the studio. DLC. Nobody do it better. Come on now.
Come on, man. Let's get out of here, John. We did a good show. Let's just get out of here. Let's exit the building.
So you don't want to hear
that? I don't want to hear nothing.
All right, so listen. What we got to do? It's fine. I'm going to ask you one yes or no question. If the album comes out, you're not listening to it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. Hey, that's it. Hey, that's the episode. Hey, just say yes or no. Y'all heard it here first. It is recorded, documented. Manny Fontaine said he would not be listening to Detox if it ever comes out. I thought we were going to wait. To be honest, you could be done with the comments. I'm just going to say this. I thought we weren't going to get, if we were going to get Detox, it would be after he died. So this kind of plays into my theory, like, oh, he must get close. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only, at Manny Fontaine, at Kicks and Coffee. And Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.